Right, so we're going to just have a quick game now. The creche might like this game. I think creche could do this game. It's to see, how obedient you are and how quickly you can be obedient. So who here is super obedient, do what they're told the minute they're told, no arguing, no fussing, put your hands up. Oh, well done, Rowan. So we're going to have a quick game to test your obedience. Now you need to look, because I'm going to give you some instructions, because we're no longer just in St. Matthew's, we're on the starship St. Matthew's, and I am your captain and you need to obey my instructions. So the instructions are, if I say blast off, you need to get down small and blast off. If I say zero gravity, we're floating, we're in zero gravity. If I say captain's coming, salute. It's the only way I'm ever going to get saluted. If I say re-entry, re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, so we're shaking. Warp speed, don't put your back out. Moonwalk, I can't moonwalk, I apologise, but something vaguely like that. Don't laugh at me, Mark. If I say alien planet, we come in peace. Teleport, we wiggle like we're being teleported somewhere different. Klingons on the starboard bow, we point. That's our starboard bow. That's where the Klingons are. So, you might want to stand up. This isn't just for the children. This is to see how obedient everybody is. So if you want to stand up and get ready to follow the instructions of the captain of the starship St. Matthew's. So, captain's coming. Blast off. Teleporting. If someone walked in now. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Marshalled and made to walk the space plank. Alien planet, we come in peace. Captain's coming. Blast off. Zero gravity. Warp speed. Warp speed. Blast off. Warp speed. Teleporting. Moonwalk. Blast off. Moonwalk, quite like moonwalk. Teleporting. Re-entry. Aliens ahead. We come in peace. Oh, I don't know. And there's Klingons on the starboard bow somewhere. Captain's coming. Zero gravity. Warp speed. Blast off. Captain's coming. Well done. Give yourselves a clap. Now generally you were quite good, but not everybody played the game, not everyone followed the instructions and was obedient. Some people did it because they thought it would be good fun. Some people did it because everyone else was and they didn't want to look odd, and because I'm quite scary and they thought I might pick on them. Some people, not looking at any teenagers, just thought, I'm not doing that, I'm going to look a bit silly, I'm too embarrassed, you're not getting me to do that. Reading that Vicky shared with us about Daniel and his friends, they obeyed God. They obeyed God and they trusted God. They were exiled to a strange land, but while they were there, they trusted and they obeyed. Now you might think, what does being in exile have to do with us? We're not in exile. We're very blessed. We live in a free country. We can come to church. We can worship God. We can run holiday clubs in our school. We're not in any kind of exile. But we can feel sometimes like we're in a strange land. Now this year, Holiday Club is in the strange land of Chiltern School, not the familiar land of Harwell School. So it's a bit worrying because things are going to be a bit different. We're not entirely sure how everything will pan out. And maybe some of you are going to strange lands. Maybe the strange land of high school or secondary school. Maybe the strange land of a new class. Maybe the strange land of a new job or moving home, going to a new area. And you're going to this strange new place and you don't quite know what it will be like. What will the people be like? Will they be friendly? What will the rules be like? Will they be different to what I'm used to? But we can learn from Daniel and his friends that in our strange new lands, wherever they may be, we can trust God. And it's important that we still obey God's rules and God's laws. Now, maybe in your strange new land of school, you'll be with new people that you don't know. And maybe they'll do things or say things and you think, oh, that's not quite right, but everybody else is doing it. But you need to trust God is in charge and obey what you know is right. What you know is right from God and what you know is right from your parents and what they've taught you. You don't need to follow the crowd. So Daniel and his friends and all the other exiles who were being trained by the king, they were offered food and wine from the king's table. But the reading told us that Daniel said, well, that's going to defile me. That's going to make me unclean. So he didn't eat the king's food. He didn't follow the crowd. He obeyed God in his strange land, in his exile. And that's what we need to do. We are going to pray in a moment, and we're going to pray for Holiday Club in its strange new land of Chiltern, and we'll pray for those people, who the young people who are going to a new school or a new class, or for anyone here who's maybe got a new job or going to a new area. But more than that, we thought it would be really good to pray for the wider church, because we are very blessed being free to worship in our country, but the rest of the church isn't like that all over the world. So we're also going to pray for the persecuted church and for those Christians who aren't free to praise and worship, where following God's laws could put your lives at risk. So I'm just going to have a moment where we can be quiet, and maybe you can think about your own strange land or someone you know in a strange land, or just think about Christians around the world who are persecuted and not free to worship. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you for the great blessings that we have in our country. I thank you that we are free to come and worship together, to meet with you and to speak about our faith. And Father God, we do pray this year, as we do Holiday Club in a new venue, that you would be with us and that you would help us, that you would make everything run smoothly. We pray for our young people going to new schools and new classes. We pray that you would help them to settle quickly, to feel happy. Help them to remember to trust you and to obey, Lord, not to follow the crowd, but to do what's right. We pray for anyone going to new jobs or new homes and new areas, and pray they'd know your presence with them, Lord, your help and your strength. And we do pray for our brothers and sisters around the world, Lord. We pray for those in countries where it's not easy being a Christian, where it's not easy to follow your laws, to obey you, Lord, but they do anyway. And we pray that you would bless them for that you would strengthen them, that you would protect them. We pray for the persecuted church around the world, Lord, and pray, Father God, that you would give them the protection and the strength they need. We commit ourselves, we commit them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So also in the reading that Vicky read to us, it mentioned Daniel and his friends Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah, and how their names were changed. And you know, names are really important, and the meaning of names can be really significant. All of our children were named because of the meaning of their name or what their name stood for, because we felt their names were important. And Daniel and his friends' names were important as well. Daniel means God is my judge. Hananiah, God is gracious. Mishael, who is like God. And Azariah, Yahweh, another name for God. God has helped. And so it's no wonder that the chief official wanted to change these names. He didn't want them to be reminded that their God is a judge and gracious and would help them. He wanted them to forget those things. But you know, names, and their names were important. And you can change someone's names, but it doesn't invalidate their name they've been given. If I start calling Sarah Betty, it doesn't take away the fact her name is Sarah and what that means. So when they were talking to each other, or when they were living their lives and in this strange land, they had their names and the meanings of their names to help them through that time. But we would like you to take some names today, and in this basket we've got the names of all the 127 children from Holiday Club, And in a moment, I'm going to pass the basket round, and we would love you to take 1, 2, 3 names of children to pray for. Now, some of the names in here you might recognise. So we've got Teddy, and you might think, oh, I know Teddy. He's at the back. I can pray for Teddy. But then you might look at another one and think, well, who's Micah? I don't know Micah. How can I pray for Micah? God knows Micah. God knows exactly who Micah is. And you can bring Micah's name before the Lord and ask God to bless her and ask God to let her meet with him at holiday club. God knows each and every one of these children. So it doesn't matter if you know them or not, because God does. So if we pass it around and you take some names, and it's not just for the adults. Last year, Rose had her friend Evelyn and Millie Corbishley at All Saints, and every night when she went to bed, she'd pray for them before holiday club. And I went round Sue Packer at All Saints. I went to her house one day, and she had her names next to her chair in the lounge, somewhere she'd see them so she remembered to pray for them. So please do take some names and pray for these children. And in a moment, we're going to pray for them. But also, maybe we could pray for the names that we thought of for Thy Kingdom Come. We all encourage them to think of 5 people to pray for. So maybe you could remember their names. And maybe right now you're thinking of someone else you know who needs a touch from the Lord. Maybe they need healing or strength or help with something. We can pray for them as well in the quiet of our own hearts and minds. So as the basket keeps going around, let's just have a time to pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you that you do know us by name. We thank you that you know each of every one of us. You know our needs, you know our issues, our weaknesses. We thank you that you know us, and we thank you that you know each of the children who is coming to holiday club this year. And Father God, we do bring each of those 127 children to you. And we pray, Lord God, that they would meet with you, that they would come to learn more of you, they would come to know you and love you, that they would encounter you through Holiday Club. And Heavenly Father, we pray for our 5 people that we thought of in Thy Kingdom Come. And just now in quiet, we just think of their names. We pray for these 5 people, Lord, on our hearts, and we pray that they would come to know you, that they would come to love you, that they would accept you as their Lord and their Saviour. And Lord, now as well, we pray for others we know who are ill, who are bereaved, who are struggling. And just in the quiet of our hearts, we pray their names to you now, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help them where they are, that you would give them what they need at this time. We bring these people to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I think the slides might be slightly wrong, but can we skip forward to the Lord's Prayer? This should be after the Space Academy song, sorry. And we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So every holiday club,